talk delivered on the occasion of Basant Panchami 1998 and printed in Bodhayanti Parasparam, Volume 1, Chapter 14, titled Surrender.
Brothers and sisters, on this most auspicious 125th birthday of Lalaji Maharaj, who has bestowed, as was already clarified yesterday by Brother Krishna Garu and others, bestowed on us, one, the Pranahuti, and telling us also with affection and love so many things that are required for sadhana. Also gifted us Babuji Maharaj. I would like to dwell on certain points here, and you would kindly be attentive to understand. Lalaji Maharaj's sadhana was such that he could become a total null or a void. But he had all the time one aspiration, how to be the most beloved for God and how he can do the best service to humanity. The times when he was born was such that the mutiny was there. Well, the country got so much of advantage, political milieu and freedom movement from it. Personally, it was a shattering experience for him because he lost all the 550 villages that were given to them by Akbar Padusha. He became almost a pauper. And whatever little he had, some other Nawab thought it fit to fight in the court, and that also he lost. Coming from a very, very dignified, noble family, he underwent so much. But that did not deter him from pursuing his spiritual sadhana or leave the goal of becoming the most beloved for God by personally molding himself in such a way, living the least ostentatious life with the least requirements, no show, no pomp, without cursing others for the fate that has fallen to him, which perhaps most of us would have done under those circumstances. And also tried to give a gift in turn. Please view it from this angle, and for more details please read Babuji's note in Truth Eternal. Truth Eternal is a book published by the Sri Ramchandra Mission. You will find a brief story of Lalaji Maharaj, written by Babuji Maharaj himself. Some more details you will get. It is not my job to repeat what is already written by Babuji Maharaj, but I would like to tell one thing, that he has structured himself in such a way, and he has structured his disciple in such a way that you could merge in him. This is the first and the most unique feature that has ever happened in human history. It has always been possible for several rivers to merge in an ocean, several drops to get into a river, and then consequently to the ocean. Never was it possible for an ocean to get into a drop. And this much of great medha, or the yajna that he has done, offering himself, and that is the basis of revival of pranahuti. Pranahuti becomes possible to get from the source only then. So, when we try to differentiate Lalaji Maharaj as different from Babuji Maharaj, we will be committing a spiritual mistake. Because the identity of Lalaji Maharaj is totally absorbed in Babuji Maharaj. A bit of a digression now. Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. It is after many thousands of births. People try to become a mukshu, and I had quite a few points to share with you yesterday on this subject. How many lives you require to get into the state of a mumukshu? Because mumukshu is possible only when you are a human being. And we are, as on date, a bit perhaps better than beasts in some cases, and in most of the cases worse than the beasts. This is what we are. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan. Jnanavan means, that is the point. A person who is a jnani is a person who follows satya, ahimsa, asteya, aparigraha and brahmacharya. Then he becomes a jnanavan. He knows that there is something more that he has to seek. He lives according to certain values. A man who knows that there is a goal for us to reach, that is a jnanavan. People who think that birth is an accident, people who think that there are no goals for life and that we can do whatever we like to appease and please our sensuousness, our sensory excitements, I think these people are not having a clarity. They are not jnanis at all. They have not become humans, first of all. And a jnani is one who is a human. Human is one who is a jnani. Right. Under those circumstances also, a mumukshu also has to understand that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That Vasudeva is the whole thing. He is the means and he is the goal. Sarvam means both the means and the end. The upaya and the upaya. Both the things are Vasudeva. Now coming back to our system. Oh, okay, I want to say one more thing. In the process of sadhana of Vardhachari, you will find in the letters, there's a point. He has a vision of Lord Krishna and tries to put a question to him or seek something from him. And he disappears. The question was put to Babuji Maharaj as to why it has happened so. He answers, I am ashamed to answer this question, but anyway, since you have put this question, I will answer this. See, you try to see the difference between us. The point to note is, Vasudeva, Krishna himself, said that I am going to use you only for my work. All the saints that were available in the universe so far have all merged themselves in Babuji Maharaj. This was possible because Lalaji Maharaj merged in him totally as a void. The phenomena of the Supreme Personality, which was not there in existence prior to 1945 and will be there for another 1,000 years for us to guide and move us, is something that is a unique expression of love by a great master to a great disciple. That is unparalleled. And when all these saints and sages were merged in him and then said that you will be the means through which people will get our help, what has happened is the old links that were there to reach God were all snapped off, and then you find one Babuji Maharaj standing there, accepting all these streams of people. He is not limited to a few of us who openly accept him. He is the way, he is the means is the goal for any sadhaka, anywhere, in any path. This point I would like to stress most. Such a link was there between the divine and the humanity through several other prophets of the earlier times. They lose their significance today. And he makes this statement very, very clear in this message that we are giving. Prabhupada's first message, that is the last thing. We want to stress the particular thing. Since Vasudeva and Prabhupada himself are one, and Lalaji Maharaj and he are one, it would be a bit of a blasphemy to differentiate them. I would request all the sadhakas to understand the oneness. Do not try to approach Lalaji Maharaj directly. You will not be in a position to do that. Do not try to attend to Vasudeva or Krishna directly, because it is said that Vasudeva is Sarvavidam. It will not work. You have no chance. Because their merger in Babuji is total. And he is offering to us, every one of us is experiencing every second of our life. Whatever may be your level of aspiration, he responds. While I appeal to all people to think only in terms of liberation, in terms of moksha, in terms of realization, even if you are seeking something other than that, the help of the Divine is there, because he readily accepts your prayer. Please note this. Wisdom would be to seek the best. As Babaji puts it, if a king were to be there and you have gotten access to him, and you go to him and ask for a few rupees, it's an insult to him. You have to ask the person according to the status of that person. You can't go to God and ask for manamam chevula ventrukula mulipichu. It doesn't make any sense. Ask only that which you can ask, it is proper to ask. Don't ask small things. So ask the best. But you are forced to ask something that is lesser, I can assure you this much, that the help will be there according to your karma. According to your karma. Because every help that comes to you is only a karma that is brought to fruition in advance. Anyway, it will have come. It will have come after some time. You get it now. All boons are only that. Nobody is capable of granting a boon other than what you have worked for. Only the results of your action can be brought in advance. And this is another spiritual truth which everybody knows. A serious sadhaka always knows this. Anyway, it would have come. You did not have the patience. Okay, God is prepared to please you, so that you turn towards him. But then let us not go on repeating only that. Seek the best. So to differentiate between the two great personalities of Lalaji Maharaj and Babaji Maharaj is not proper, is my point that I am trying to stress. There is no difference between these two. And more so, the person who is working for us, the personality who is working through us, for us, all the time keeping company with us, is Babaji Maharaj, who is inseparable with Lalaji Maharaj. They are inseparable. Now, this leads us to a very interesting position in surrenders. We pray, we surrender to God. Fine, everybody says it verbally, there are certain difficulties that we encounter in this surrender for various reasons. I would like to digress on that a bit. When we seek help from the Divine and there is a master in between, to whom are you making the prayer? If you distinguish between God and the master, it is wrong. Vivekananda said it, Babaji Maharaj said it, Lalaji Maharaj said it. Every person has said that you can't differentiate between them. And you should know the Sakshat Guru Brahma. Now the problem is between the Brahma and the Guru. Who is the Guru here? Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. Yes, I have been very fond of this particular expression. With the full awareness, there is no difference between Krishna and my Babaji. But this leads us to what we call an ashraya na viroditva. Whom are you seeking? It's a big complicated question in the minds of all of you. To whom shall we ask? Our God or Master? Master, God. This duality goes on persisting in you. This Ashrayana Virodhitva is a very, very troublesome concept. You must understand the base and the expression are inseparably one. The Shiva and Shakti are one. God in expression is Guru. Guru in his base is Brahma. They are inseparable. Don't try to separate them. This is the greatest truth that Hinduism has ever given you. They talked always about Adi Dampatis. You are not permitted to differentiate between Shiva and Parvati, they are Ardhana Ishvara. You are not permitted to differentiate between Sri Tattva and Narayana because it is Sriman Narayana. If you talk only about Narayana, you are committing a mistake of not including the Sri, and therefore it is blasphemous. This is what is called Ashrayana Virodhitva. To whom am I seeking? Tasmai Devaha Havisha Videma. As the Upanishads would be, to which God should I offer my prayer? Which God? There is only one God. The God that answers to you is the Guru. The God that is at the base is the Brahman with whom he has got connection. So this is Ashrayana Virodhitva, one thing. Then you have got another problem also. Several people talk about several gods. And therefore you have got and several paths, several means. Having come to the path and having chosen the path in which you would like to tread, if you think about something else, and that happens mainly because of the Shravana that you do, you hear something else, Shravana is done, and then this is a Shravana Virodhitva. You start thinking about other gods and other means. So your surrender to that extent suffers. After all, I have heard only good things, or what did I do? After all, I heard a good thing. Yes, you have heard only a good thing. But have this much of clarity that there is no business to change it based on Shravana. Because the first is based on Anubhava, the second one is that of Shravana. Now this leads us to one more concept, peculiar concept of Anubhava Virodhitva. It's a very peculiar problem of surrender. Where you accept a master, You enjoy the benefits of his blessings, as we have got the personal experience of pranahuti. But pranahuti is given to you so that you may go and tell somebody else that it is possible. Instead, if you own it up yourself all the time, it is meant only for my enjoyment, it is not meant for anybody else, then that is an anubhava virodhitva. This is the most common mistake that is done thanks to Vedanta. Where they talk of only about the individual dissolution with the ultimate and not bothered about others. And this particular angle is what Buddha protested, and then he said, I will not enter into the portals of liberation or realization unless all the people in this world are prepared to enter. Till let the last man go and afterwards I will come. As against the usual thinking, traditional thinking, where No, I have nothing to do with my wife and children, let them come in their own way, I will go. I don't bother about my friend, let him find his way. No, you don't want to share. You share. Try to convince them. Make them understand that this is a help that I have been getting, please have it. This is a part of it. Then, you have got something connected with Prapti Virodhatva. Prapti Virodhatva is one when you confuse yourself thinking that you have reached a particular stage and you do not require the master's help anymore. We try to give a goodbye to the master. He has led me up to this stage and now I am on my own. There is no question of being on your own. We are terribly interdependent. God wants us to know that we are all united. and united you shall be. Now here, the Prapti Virodhatva, you will find in the case of the master, an excellent example of a person who was able to go beyond that. Every stream of divinity got merged in him. His own master merged in him. And at that time, the question was put to him, praising him, saying that you are now the Lord. What do you say? He said, no, whatever I got is because of my master. The humility he maintained at that level, when everything was bestowed to him, and when master himself says, his master says to him that I have merged myself entirely with Babaji, still he retains. He does not say, after all, he has merged in me, where is he? If you reflect on this point, you will understand the problems of the mission. It is the Prapti Virodhatva that is in trouble. It is the Prapti I have achieved. No more do I require my master. After all, he is in me, he has merged in me, right? The Prapti Virodhatva is the main point. I think I have tried to express certain problems of surrender to you and also told you the inseparableness between Lalaji Maharaj and Babaji Maharaj. I can only request you to continue to stay here, participate, enjoy, happy, be blissful. Thank you.